Dear children, in this module, the part B of the second module, we will discuss about the non-conventional sources of energy. In the part A, we have discussed about the conventional sources of energy and the limitation, the constraints of the conventional source of energy. And now there is a need to develop non-conventional source of energy. Why? The increasing use of fossil fuels is leading to its shortage. We have seen the coal, petroleum. These are all the conventional source of energy, and it won't be perennial. It won't be renewable. It will be exhausted after some years because of the continuous usage. So we have to focus on alternative source of energy. So non-conventional source of energy is the future energy, and we have to focus and we have to give importance and we have developed technology to tapping this type of sources of energy. It is estimated that if the present rate of consumption continues, the reserves of these fuels like fossil fuels will get exhausted. Moreover, the use of these fossil fuels causes environmental pollution. Therefore, there is a need for using non-conventional source of energy. What are these non-conventional sources of energy? Solar energy, wind energy, tidal energy, and geothermal energy, biogas. These are the non-conventional sources of energy. Let us analyze first solar energy. Solar energy, what is solar energy? Sun's heat and light energy can be felt by us every day. Solar energy trapped from the sun can be used in solar cells to produce electricity. Many of these cells are joined into solar panels to generate power for heating and lighting purpose. The technology of utilizing solar energy benefits a lot of tropical countries that are blessed with abundant sunshine. Solar energy is also used in solar heaters, solar cookers, solar dryers, besides being used for community lighting and traffic signals. Now let us analyze some of the advantages of solar energy. One good advantage, it will be a perennial, permanent, renewable, inexhaustible. Another thing, it is non-polluting. It won't pollute there. Non-polluting and it is inexhaustible. What are the problem, limitation, disadvantages of solar energy? It is expensive and diffused source. So it is diffused, spread over a large area. So it gets wasted. These are the two constraints, limitations of the solar energy. Now let us discuss wind energy. Wind is an inexhaustible source of energy. Windmills have been used for grinding grain and lifting water since times immemorial. In modern time, windmills, the high-speed winds rotate the windmill, which is connected to a generator to produce electricity. Wind farms having clusters of such windmills are located in coastal regions and in mountain passes where strong and steady winds blow. Wind farms are found in Netherlands, Germany, Denmark, United Kingdom, USA and Spain. These countries are noted for their wind energy production. Now, let us think about the problem of wind energy. Wind energy is the future energy, and there are some advantages. What are the advantages? It is, of course, non-polluting. It won't create any pollution. Low-cost production of electricity, one setup. Setup may take some investment, but one setup, the cost, other cost is very less. So low cost production. Then it is safe and clean energy. That are the advantages. Now, there are some problem disadvantages. It would create noise. Noise pollution it would create. And windmills are somewhat costly to set up. Initial investment will be more. Then it disturbs radio and TV reception. Radio and TV reception might be disturbed due to the wind energy. Then wind energy, windmill is harmful to birds. Birds are disturbed. So these are the some problem of the wind energy. Now the next we have discussed about nuclear energy. Nuclear power is obtained from energy stored in the nuclei of atoms of naturally occurring radioactive elements like uranium and thorium. These fuels undergo nuclear fission in nuclear reactors and emit power. The greatest producers of nuclear power are USA and Europe. And where are the deposits of uranium in India? In India, Rajasthan and Jharkhand have large deposits of uranium. Where do we get thorium? Thorium is found in large quantities in the monazite sands of Kerala. The nuclear power stations in India are located in Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu, Tarapur in Maharashtra, Rana Pratap Sagar near Kota in Rajasthan, Narora in Uttar Pradesh, Kaiga in Karnataka, and recently Kudankulam in Tamil Nadu near Kanyakumari. Now, regarding the nuclear energy, what is the advantage? Nuclear energy is highly reliable. It emits large amount of energy. Now we are developing nuclear energy to a great extent. It emits large amount of energy. Disadvantages are there. It generates radioactive waste. Initial expenditure will be more expensive. So these are some limitations of the nuclear energy. Now let us discuss about geothermal energy. What is meant by geothermal energy? Heat energy obtained from the earth is called geothermal energy. The temperature in the interior of the earth rises steadily as we go deeper. Sometimes this heat energy may surface itself in the form of hot springs. This heat energy can be used to generate power. Geothermal energy in the form of hot springs has been used for cooking, heating, and bathing for several years. USA has the world's largest geothermal power plants, followed by New Zealand, Iceland, Philippines, and Central America. In India, geothermal plants are located in Manikaran in Himachal Pradesh and Puga Valley in Ladakh. That's all about the geothermal energy. Regarding the advantage, what is the advantage of geothermal energy? It is clean, eco-friendly, and always available. No pollution. Disadvantage, it located far away from cities. And so, costly to transport the electricity. Transportation cost will be more because always it is based upon the rural area. Now, next we have discussed about tidal energy. What is tidal energy? Energy generated from tides is called tidal energy. The tidal energy can be harnessed by building dams at narrow opening of the sea. During the high tide, the energy of the tides is used to turn the turbines installed in the dam to produce electricity. Russia, France, and the Gulf of Kutch in India have huge tidal mill farms. And what are the advantages of tidal energy? Of course, non-polluting. It won't give any pollution to the air. Inexhaustible. Always, it won't be exhausted. Renewable. Disadvantages, it destroys the wildlife habitat. It is difficult to harness the tidal energy. Okay, next we'll discuss about biogas. Biogas, what is biogas? Organic waste such as dead plants and animal material, animal dung and kitchen waste can be converted into a gaseous fuel called biogas. The organic waste is decomposed by bacteria in biogas digesters to emit biogas, which is essentially a mixture of methane and carbon dioxide. Biogas is an excellent fuel for cooking and lighting and produces a huge amount of organic manure each year. That's all about the biogas. So biogas advantage is low cost, easy to operate, make use of bio waste. Disadvantage, it causes greenhouse effect. Okay, next, that's all. We have discussed in detail various types of non-conventional source of energy. We discussed solar energy, nuclear energy, tidal energy, biogas, wind energy, geothermal energy, and the advantages and disadvantages of all these sources of energy. Energy is very important. Energy saved is energy generated. We should be concerned about the energy saving. Energy is everywhere, but we can see that harnessing this energy is both difficult as well as costly. Each one of us can make a difference by not wasting energy. Energy saved is energy generated. Act now and make brighter energy future. That's all this module. We have completed our discussion on the third chapter, and PPTs are there, go through it, and also assignments are given. Go through the assignment, learn it, and write the answers in your assignment notebook. Thank you.